AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The former U.S. envoy to Ukraine says he didn't see it at first, but has now amended his testimony to impeachment investigators to say that it does appear in hindsight that President Trump was pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden. Kurt Volker being questioned this evening by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
You do think it's inappropriate and objectionable to seek to get a foreign government to investigate a political rival, am I right?
To investigate the Vice President of the United States or someone who is a U.S. official, I don't think we should be asking foreign governments to do that. I would also say that's true of a political rival.
Republican lawmakers insist there is no sign of wrongdoing, and President Trump has praised their defending him against Democrats.
It's a scam. It's a big scam. They're doing something that the founders never thought possible and the founders didn't want, and they're using this impeachment hoax for their own political gain.
A California judge says thousands of asylum seekers told to wait outside the border are now being unfairly denied a hearing because of a new Trump immigration policy. She says they are exempt from a new ban imposed in July. New York becomes the latest state to file suit against vape maker Juul. Attorney General Letitia James says the company got a generation hooked on vaping.
Juul basically took a page from Big Tobacco's playbook by marketing its products in a manner that was appealing to underage youth.
A similar suit was filed yesterday by the state of California. A Michigan company that sells medical marijuana has received the state's first license today to sell recreational pot. The toy industry dismissing the annual worst toys list from safety advocates. They say it's misleading and frightens parents and says the group doesn't actually test the toys. This is AP News. Federal safety regulators are calling for a redesign of an engine part on the Boeing 737.
The National Transportation Safety Board has determined an April 2018 accident involving a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 was caused by a cracked fan blade that broke off in flight. The NTSB says Boeing should redesign part of the casing on some engines to prevent further accidents. In the 2018 incident, engine debris flew out a window and killed a passenger. Southwest Flight 1380 plunged 32,000 feet before pilots were able to land the crippled aircraft in Philadelphia. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Two jail guards who were charged with falsifying records the night that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself are pleading not guilty. A grand jury indictment against them was unsealed. It accuses the pair of failing to perform checks on Epstein every half hour as required and fabricating log entries to say that they had. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.